Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear ASA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, March 4th, 2014, and this is Michael Abadne reporting. I am a member of Washington, D.C. Council 21. I am one of the 685, and more specifically, one of the 111 involuntaries. Yesterday, the Motley Fool published an eye-opening account of this mismanagement of United Airlines and how the airline is lagging behind and falling short of its peers and the entire industry. It is clear decisions the current United management has made, from scheduling to customer service to furloughing flight attendants, continue to be the wrong decisions and are dragging our airline down. The path forward to success is just as clear to everyone except management. Conclude the joint contract negotiations for all employees at United and make good on the unfulfilled promises of the merger. Last Thursday, United updated its first quarter investor guidance to reflect that unit revenue will be down. United blamed the revenue weakness on the severe weather that has snarled U.S. air travel this year. While some analysts advised looking past this one-time weakness, it is evident that United is on pace for another ugly loss in the first quarter. The weather is just the latest in a long line of excuses United management has used for over 3 years to explain weak results and underperformance. As the reporter points out, as has often been the case, United's excuses don't quite hold up to scrutiny. United's weak quarter one performance is merely one symptom of a much bigger problem, bad management. Living up to their continuing mantra of nothing being United's fault, United's excuses for the weak first quarter performance just doesn't add up. United's initial estimates already put it well behind Delta and American, and the revised estimate even further behind. Add to that the fact that both Delta and American also experienced the same weather challenges as United. Delta's estimate called for an increase, which they actually exceeded, and American was on target to make their expected gains versus United's projected loss. All things considered, there should be no reason why the bad weather has disproportionately affected United when the other carriers fared so exponentially better. When you consider United's post-merger performance, there is a clear, undeniable pattern that has emerged. Looking back 6 months, you can see 9 consecutive quarters of year-over-year declines, at a time when the rest of the industry was reporting earnings and growth. Looking back over the years since the merger, arguably United's only strong quarter was the fourth quarter of last year, standing out alone as more of an anomaly than a pattern of what the company has promised. When you look at pre-merger United and Continental, then consider the promises made in 2010 about how successful the company would be. Now compared to their actual performance, there is no other way to look at things than to see United is failing to deliver on their promises and failing to compete with their peers. What is the difference? Management? Bad management? Management that paints a pretty picture on the outside, while things on the inside are falling apart. The one enormous, glaring mistake management continues to make, getting joint contracts finished for flight attendants and other work groups at the airline. It's clear that keeping our work groups separate causes massive inefficiencies in the operation and management's inconvenience at refusing to move forward on a contract that they feel they can avoid is having dire consequences. Management cannot have it both ways. You can't have a bargain basement approach to contract negotiations and expect excellence in the product they deliver. You get what you pay for, and management continues to spend millions of dollars to avoid a contract. What they should realize is by thinking of the long-term stability and success of our airline through a contract, that moves all of us forward is the only path they have not yet tried to achieve success. It doesn't take an analyst to understand that operating the new United with separate contracts is inefficient and does nothing to promote a successful future. Only through successfully completing what they started with the merger can the airline be the success they promised. Joint contracts that include United Flights and priorities are the one remaining necessary piece to what seems to be a puzzle for United management. It is well beyond time for management to stop their efforts to achieve a contract without rules and realize they are failing the flight attendants, the investors, and the public with their mismanagement of United Airlines. Norwegian Air International, NAI, is spending an enormous amount of time with lawyers to try to gain regulatory clearance for a new operating model that would directly harm the U.S. airline industry and impact our jobs. NAI, Europe's third largest low-fare airline, has already launched long-haul operations with a growing fleet of Boeing 787s and has applied for and received an Irish Air Operator Certificate, AOC, in the face of an intense opposition from flight attendants and other unions in the United States. What is at stake is Norwegian relocating their legal headquarters of their long-haul operation is to bypass strict Norwegian labor laws. It is imperative that the United States Department of Transportation, DOT, must stop them in their tracks. NAI has their principal operations in Oslo, Norway, but have been successful in gaining approval earlier this month to operate out of Ireland. They are now filing with the United States DOT for application for a foreign air carrier permit, which, if granted, would allow operations between any point in Europe and the United States. This is a ploy to circumvent labor standards and contract pilots through a Singapore employment company, even though NAI does not operate in Singapore either. Their next step is seeking to fly into the United States, avoiding regulatory oversight and labor accountability. In this nefarious end run around United States regulations, they would drive the United States airlines towards a model they could not compete with and would profit at the expense of thousands of United States airline jobs. A more comprehensive look at this problem is available on our website. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.